Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2023 earnings conference call of Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishabh Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Barar.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call to discuss the Q2 and H1 FY 2023 earnings for Suven Pharmaceuticals. We have with us Mr. Venkat Jasti, the Managing Director, and Mr. Venkat Ramansunder, Vice President, Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Subba Rao, CFO of the company. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Documents relating to the company's performance have been mailed to you earlier. I would now like to request Mr. Jasti to share his perspectives on the performance and outlook. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in for the call, earnings call for the quarter ending September 30th. As you know, last conference call I have mentioned, this year is going to be a flat year, 5% reduction in the sales amount. That is, at that time, and the visibility, based on the visibility we have been telling that time, and that shows up in our results also. We have the results, as you could see, that the degrowth in the CRAMS and whereas the growth in the specialty chemicals. And also that reflects on the product mix also, the reflection on the profitability. But since that time, we were thinking that 2023 will have a better traction, 2023, 2024. But we see a better traction since the last call I had with you. And now I'm glad to inform you that we will not be underperforming. We'll be more or less performing the same range as last year, as far as the sales are concerned, based on the visibility we have, and also based on the traction that is having in the movement of the molecule, I mean, the project. And also the interactions we had recently at the CPHI with innovators themselves. They're saying, I mean, next year is going to be, I mean, to coming back to the normalcy. So even though it is a, what do you call, quarter-on-quarter, it is a degrowth, we see it, but on a half-year basis, it is on the same range as last year. And we hope to perform a little bit better than what last year is all about, based on the visibility we have. So, I mean, in a nutshell, that's what it is. But also, there is a lot of calls coming to us, based on the newspaper reports or the whatever it is, for which that's we have clearly indicated to the stock exchanges, informed them. As since we get so many opportunities and offers during throughout the years, we keep interacting with the people that are coming with us. As you know, this is happening since 2019, during the demerger time itself, and since that time, so many things are happening. So as a forward-looking company, we keep exploring various strategic ideas that are in the interest of the company and creating a value for all its stakeholders. But I just want to leave you with that thought, because there are nothing concrete about anything, and these are all the hearsay things, and I don't want to comment on those things. And if anything is happening, you will be the first to know, because we'll be giving the same days and years. So with this, I think I better give the things to the questions, so that you'll do more clarity rather than me giving the upfront assessment.
Can we begin with the Q&A?
Please.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from JM PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, while you know you did elaborate that largely sales is in line with your thought process, but if I look at the second quarter margin, I mean, as you mentioned earlier, the mix was adverse and therefore the gross margins was lower. But so was the negative operating leverage, you know, below the gross margin. You did, you know, said that, you know, maintain that the margin should be over 40% plus, excluding the other income. So would that understanding be right as far as mix is concerned, that probably the mix towards pharma would normalize in the second half and therefore the margins even from the second half would be better?
Sir, I keep telling maybe over the year, you cannot go by quarter on quarter basis because of the product mix and various other things. Movement of the projects not going the last week, it may go on to the first week of next month after the quarter ended. All these things will play a role. But the guidance of 40% plus EBITDA margins over the throughout at the end of the year will be well. Giving you that guidance.
Sure, sir. And sir, you know, on the mix as well, I mean, should we assume that, you know, if I look at the mix this quarter, historically, the pharma has been contributing between 55 to 60% of the overall mix on sales, which has dropped to 40%. So this should also normalize as things moving forward.
Yeah, as you going to see over the year to go, because this year, I mean, this quarter, especially the grants is less and only 40% and 60%, as you rightly said, 60% is specialty chemicals. As you know, the profitability is, there is a differentiation in between these two, but over the year, over the quarters, it will normalize.
Sure. And sir, you know, one final question from my side is, so we have a very strong pipeline. I mean, have a pretty, I mean, 5 to 6 products on, you know, the phase 3 on the pharmaceutical side, about 2 to 3 molecules on the specialty side. You know, we are also embarking on this capex of 200 crores annually and plus, you know, also investing into the formulation side. I mean, just to, you know, get a sense, I mean, I'm not talking about specifically quarters over here. Now, directionally, if you are looking at, you know, the phase between, say, that FY18 to FY20, where we got, you know, the spirit of commercial molecules coming in and the growth was, you know, significantly higher. I mean, that was really a very good time for us in terms of margins in on every aspect. So over the next 3 years, I mean, do we expect, you know, a fair lion's share of these molecules coming into commercial and, you know, probably the growth prospects coming back very strongly? I'm talking about over a, you know, phase of, say, 1 year, 2 years, rather than 1 quarter, 2 quarter, 3 quarter.
As I was telling all the time, my visibility is only 6 months. As of now, nothing is told by the customers that something is moving to the next level. As you know, we have 5 molecules, I mean, 5 compounds, which goes into the 3 different molecules. And they can come, but there is no guarantee in this business, as you know, because this is a 0 to 1. All 3 can move into the commercial, or maybe 1 can move, or maybe none can move. I cannot tell, because that's the success. As the clinical trial will give us the business opportunity. Meanwhile, there are, as I was telling you, the traction is there, the movement is there, and some of the phase 2 molecules should move into the phase 3 also. And you guys also, I mean, the other way also, phase 1 to phase 2 also. As the traction is becoming much stronger, I hope the success of the molecule, traction is one thing that gives you the at least the initial revenues and all. But as you rightly said, for the commercial only, that gives you better margins and longevity of the visibility. So that depends on the success of the molecule at the clinical trials. As of now, without having any knowledge from the customer, it is very difficult for me to tell whether this will certainly be a 1 out of 3 or 2 out of 3, or 3 out of 3 will make it, or 1 out of 3 will make it. Again, I have no idea, sir.
Thanks a lot. I have more questions. I'll join back.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshik Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, if you could tell us more about the if this quarter had revenue of the COVID that we did commercialize last 6 months back, and if you could quantify or give a broad range where how much is this contributing to our top line?
This quarter, nothing. I mean, it's very small amount, but likely to go in the next quarter, if not certainly the fourth quarter.
Got it. And sir,
based on the requirement at the innovator level.
Got it. Got it. And sir, how much would that be? Would you be able to give any quantification, or you won't?
No, at this time I cannot give the only post facto I can give the quantification, because if I say something, then tomorrow somebody will come and say, "How come you said so much and it has not gone there?" Because it's a dynamic thing. It's not a regular product. It is requirement of the customer. And as I was telling, this is a one-off kind of thing. This year we had the order that will be delivered before March. But the next year we are only counting 50% of what is going to do from here. But unless it changes in the direction, and then things can go on. So it's very difficult for me to tell, but I can't put a number right now.
Got it. And sir, when we are hearing or reading and talking to different management, we are hearing that the opportunity of the Indian CDMO players, given the cost rise everywhere that's happening in Europe, US, is seeing good amount of traction for quite a few of the Indian players. So what's our view on that, and are we kind of seeing that kind of normal traction which we used to see earlier?
What is it again? Question is?
My question is pertaining to, you know, given the cost rise we are seeing in Europe and US, and thus giving a lot of opportunity for Indian CDMO players, that's what the management are saying. So are we also seeing that kind of attraction in terms of inquiries or such things?
No, that may be true for the generic denominated players, but in general, what I said, the traction is much better is because the innovators are now going into the normalcy, and more projects will be started by them. That means more RFQs will come, and also the speed also will go in the, because targeting for the COVID is gone now. This is now we are progressing on the regular molecules, and that is giving a traction. The clinical trial is being done on a much faster pace. That also gives you some traction. But on a cost basis, not really for us. But then eventually this may come when the new projects which are supposed to go to other countries may eventually come to India. But as far as the innovator fans concerned, not many players outside the other countries. So we see the traction, but not so like a China plus one kind of thing like in generics.
Got it. And sir, lastly, when we are seeing that we are kind of exploring opportunities for us to excel and we are meeting people, obviously I understand that those are the people who are coming to us and not we kind of specifically going to them. So, sir, strategically, if you could broadly throw some light on what we are looking at now when we say we probably a stake sale, are we looking at a very strategic stake sale, or probably promoter giving significant kind of stake at a given value we are getting from someone is offering good value? Sir, if you can throw some bit of light, that will probably clear the air.
See, we never look for anything other than the strategic option. If somebody comes in, we listen. we don't say no to them. And what they bring to the table, we don't know. There are various people that are coming. There is a, is that the value add for us or not? Is it going to give a long-term benefit or not? Is it going to be matching with our requirements or not? All those things we take into consideration. It can mean anything. It can be a merger with somebody else, or it can be whatever they bring, strategy collaboration they bring into through the fund institution or whatever it is, already they have a partner with them, they would like to be a part of that one. So we listen to them. I mean, whenever those opportunities come, this is not the first time, and this is happening since 19. We take in the option of getting a value-added thing like a Casper eventually. That's based on our capability, I mean, our money that we have. But if we have to take a little bit bigger things, then we need to involve third party also. These are some of the things that are coming into the things, and we have not yet taken a decision, anything, because only when we take it up, and we'll be able to give you a clear picture. And we are open, but it has to be a long-term benefit, and it's a shareholder value creation. And it should be, because we cannot take the run of the mill kinds of things, because the business model is different compared to others. So all those things we need to consider.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we request you to please limit your questions to two per participant in order to ensure that management is able to cover all the questions from the participants in the queue. Should you have any further questions, you may join the queue back. The next question is from the line of Abdul Kader Puranwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand that you maintained your guidance, but second half from a product mix point of view, would it look more skewed towards pharma or the run rate what we are seeing right now in specialty chemicals that will more or less largely continue for the next couple of quarters ahead?
No, it's a combination of both.
Okay. And so in terms of the CDMO pharma space, how many molecules would be there in the commercial phase right now?
Eight.
And does that include the COVID one as well?
Yes.
Okay. And so just a final one. On the Vizag side, has the site been inspected by any of the customers, or any color you could provide with regards to the commercialization starting from that would be helpful?
No, because you see, if the same customer moves the same product from one unit to other unit, it takes a couple of years. In this process, there are three customers who are regulars. They have taken a validation batches in that. I think that will give us another 6 months. That way, whenever the requirement comes, the next orders can come and go to that place also. So within next 6 to 9 months, these validations will be taking place.
All right, sir. I have a few more questions, but we'll then walk the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rashmi Saketi from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. On the specialty chemicals, you know, earlier I think you decided that, you know, it would more or less be for. In the first half, we are seeing, good 21% growth. So are the sales coming from the existing three molecules, or, you know, any new molecule has been commercialized in this?
As I said, there is no third molecule here. It's only two molecules, and we clearly said only one quarter that third molecule was there, and this will not come back until 24 end. Similarly, the fourth molecule also will not come back until 24. That's why we said it's flat growth based on the two molecules plus the small scale of the third molecule. So as of now, it's only two molecules for this year.
So, but you should bring your guidance for specialty chemical business earlier, when we expected flattish growth for the year. Or we expect that, you know, the second half would also be better and therefore the growth would be much higher?
It may not be much higher because these are a bit too businesses. It will be maybe a 5% more than what we thought of. not much higher than that.
Okay. You mean to say for the full year, maybe 5%-6% on FY 2022?
Right. When we started the plan, what it meant, 5%-6% more.
Okay. Sir, and on CDMO pharma, in second quarter of FY 2022, how much was the COVID sales product? Can you quantify that?
I don't have the number handy.
I mean, usually, we don't really quantify individual molecules size with the overall portfolio. Because it is being a COVID as one-off, we checked that what was the quantity which may not create it again, which is like one-off. Otherwise, we don't really give the split details of individual molecules commercial.
Okay. Sir, then in second quarter, whatever lower sales which we have done in the CRAMS, it is generally the sales which had gone low, or there are any deferment of the orders which is expected to come in H2, and that is why you're guiding that H2 we will be performing better?
Yes. Not only the good visibility on the orders, but also some deferment is there. That also, that's why we said that it will be.
Okay. So can you quantify how much orders have been deferred from second quarter, which will go in third quarter? Any number if you can quantify?
We already told the earlier caller that I cannot tell. They may go into the next quarter or may go into the fourth quarter, but at the end of the year, it will go. But I cannot give you a quantification of each and every item, how much it is. I only give you the way things are moving so that you'll know when I said that I'm going to make it with last year's numbers, I'll make it. Because originally, I was telling 5%-10% less, but this time, based on the, what do you call, the traction and also the visibility and also some of the things that are existing, we are confident of reaching and surpassing that number.
Okay. So then on your overall revenue guidance, you stick to it that we would be doing a flattish growth on a high base of FY 2022?
Yeah. It's not a little bit past the number. It's not flat. It will be maybe 2%-5% growth will be there.
Okay. 2%-5% growth would be there. And sir, on your gross margin, this quarter, we are seeing that quarter-on-quarter, there is a dip. It is only related to the business mix because we have a higher specialty chemical business and lower CRAMS, or is there any other forex element or anything which has impacted it?
I mean, it's not many things because, as you know, it's 60/40 towards the swing towards the specialty and also some other things which is made and deferred to the next quarter. And so it's many, but at the end of the year, it will match out. And if you see half year, it is almost same. So the guidance will remain the same, like plus 40% EBITDA margin by the end of the year for sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hussain Kagzi from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. First thing was just a clarification to an earlier participant's answer. You said eight molecules in commercialization. That is including specialty chemicals?
No.
That is for pharma that we have eight molecules in the commercial space. Okay. And the other thing was just to get a quantitative sense of the total projects that we have in pipeline. I know we don't share the number, but how is the total projects looking, say, compared to a year or 2 years back? And is it growing? Can you give some sense over there? Because eventually, those will translate into revenue, right?
Yeah. But they are more or less flat on the number side. But at the same time, the movement is we see the traction much better, as I was telling. And the movement of the new orders, I mean, new RFQ should be increasing certainly in the next year, if not before that, based on the conversations we had recently in the CBHA show.
Got it. And are we also getting any molecules or compounds in later phases, we'll say like phase two or phase three, where the requirement from the innovator is that they need to fast-track the, say, manufacturing for that? So are we seeing some kind of projects like that also?
No. We see the normal thing only. I mean, it can be either phase one or phase two and three. So that's all it is. I mean, unlike the COVID molecule, nobody comes suddenly into phase 3 and give you a molecule, but it has that UCA regularly filing and all that stuff. So not, that kind of thing is not happening. Only the new molecule, I mean, new offering is increasing. I mean, new requests for quotations are increasing.
Understood, understood. And the last question was, what is the update on the CAPEX that we were undertaking, and is it going on plan, and any future change in the CAPEX plan? And also on formulation segment, if you could give some update, what is the outlook in the near term that you are seeing? Thank you.
CAPEX is, as you know, I mean, we have told them that it's a futuristic and the replacement CAPEX, but one of them we started only, we spent about one-third of what we are supposed, I mean, spending, and the rest of the two-thirds for that site at Purified will be spent before the end of the fiscal, that is March 23rd. And with respect to the formulations, we got the FDA approval, as you know, but at the same time, the goal dates for the molecules filed for that will start, I mean, one started, what is small one, but it will start sometime in March onwards next year. So we expect some revenue accretion to take place from the beginning. We are telling it is not 2022-23, it will be 2023-24 onwards.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amar Maurya from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
So thanks a lot for the opportunity. So a couple of questions, sir. First thing is that you like you said that now likely to perform in line with the industry for the second half. So, I mean, are you changing your guidance? Like, you know, I mean, in at the starting of your call, you had indicated something like that. So just wanted to understand what was exactly that, how the second half for the pharma and for the specialty CDMO looks like, sir?
The thing I told is last time when we spoke, we said this will be a 5% less compared to last year or a flattish year. But we said based on the visibility and all that stuff, we'll just surpass that. Maybe 2-5% earlier I was telling, 2-5% growth will be there on the overall. So that way, and also second half looks good on both fronts, both on the cramps, pharma cramps and specialty.
Okay, so when you say the second half looks good, so I'm saying, I mean, trying to understand, so in a second half versus second half, are we going to see some growth in this? Because I believe CDMO pharma, otherwise there is a high base, right, of the COVID molecules, which was there largely in the second half, right?
So, I mean, totally what I'm saying is total sales will be, we are surpassing compared to last year. And it will come, I mean, you'll know as and when it comes in, but right now I cannot give you a split on that one. But totally, we are saying that the guidance is minus 5%, it may be plus 2-5% rather than the flattish growth.
Last year, the overall revenue was about 1320 crores. During the last quarter, you know, we have informed that it will be more or less trying to meet that.
Despite the COVID-related
molecule which was there as one now. However, you know, as we are in the last 6 months, now, you know, we have a better visibility based on this. It looks like that we'll be surpassing the 1320 crores overall, which includes the mix of, you know, pharma products, which includes commercial, as well, specialty chemicals. All put together, we'll be crossing. It will not be flattish. There will be a minor growth, which could be 2%. If you are lucky, it could be as much as 5%. That's what we are trying to do at this point of time. Based on what it is like, you know, last 13-20 of last year's turnover, for the 6 months, we have achieved about 617 crores, which means that actually next quarter, next half, obviously it has to be better than the first half to reach whatever it is we are talking about 13-20 crores. That's what it will be.
Okay. Okay, so basically, that way you are saying that second half would be better than the first half.
Correct.
Okay, and in terms of the sir, gross margin, like, you know, overall, we maintain that guidance of the full year kind of a gross margin?
Yeah, we clearly said we will be having a plus 40% EBITDA margin for the full year.
For the full year. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So basically,
this is basically based on the product mix, right? So So probably, you know, at the end of the year, we will know exactly what it could be, but we always give a guidance of 40+.
40+%. So basically, sir, if I see average, I think, even in the first half, the average is around 40%. So basically, what we are saying here is in the second half, in terms of the EBITDA margin perspective also, it would be better than the first half?
Yeah, to meet that, it will be growing, right? If there is a pharma CRAMS to specialty chemicals, the ratio changes, so this will also slightly.
Okay.
We are giving basic guidance.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. And how, sir, then FY 2024 will look for us?
It is too difficult to say at this point of time. We always give guidance only for 6 months.
Qualitatively, customers are saying, they are coming back to normalcy, and that should lead us to better traction and better opportunity. So other than that, I cannot say anything.
We will not be able to quantify at this point in time, because we always go by the order book position. You know, very difficult to predict it.
Thank you. We'll now move to the next question. Participants, we request you to please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Cyndrella Carvalho from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, and sir, just wanted to understand your view, as you are indicating that we are in terms of R&D projects, inquiries, we are reaching the pre-pandemic level. Can you help us understand the traction a bit more from our perspective and from the industry perspective, depending on your interactions with the industry participants?
As you know, over the last three, four quarters, the number of inquiries are less, maybe seven or eight or something like that, and now they are going to almost to doubling to that level. So doesn't mean all the RFQs will mature into a commercial, I mean, what do you call, placing an order and all that stuff. But eventually that will add up. So similarly, based on the interactions we had after 3 years, we are meeting first time many of the customers during CPHI, and they are also hoping that, not hoping, they are saying that they are coming back to normalcy, and the next year budget should give you better traction on the new molecules that they're going to concentrate on, compared to the repurposing of the old molecule for the COVID-related activity, which was the case for the last 2 years. So in that basis, the also the speed with which the commercial, I mean, the clinical trials happens also gives us the, based on the success, gives us more opportunity for us to get the revenue. So all in all, the traction looks good, and whether it will ramp out to be a real positive, it's always a lag time. Is it 6 months to 9 months, or it is 1 year to 2 years? That's the question. So the only time will tell on that.
Absolutely. And sir, if anything that you would like to highlight on our hiring of new CEO, anything, any update on that, which you'd like to share?
No, nothing has happened, and it's very difficult to get somebody on a commitment basis for the long-term basis. So we are still trying in-house and growth, bringing in people who are working from our organization. That also taking time, but as of now, I mean, it takes another 6 months before I can have any concrete proposals.
That's helpful, sir. And if I can squeeze in one last question, what I understand is our overall traction will be better in the second half. But given that there are certain price easing or the raw material inflation also easing, does that carry forward into the next year also? Is that the understanding correct from the margin perspective?
Yeah, I mean, you may have the raw material prices goes down, but the other things is going up on the environmental angle, year-on-year expenses going up, and the secondly, the fuel and power costs also going up. So it's a mixed bag, but right now, second half, we are telling based on the visibility, but the future, we are taking up on the qualitatively based on the interactions we had with the customers.
Thank you. We'll move to the next question from the line of Ranveer Singh from Edelweiss Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. So my question was related to that Casper Pharma. We had an inspection, yes, a BM inspection in July. So for three products we have filed. So wanted to understand what's your status there. So in, when we can expect you know, commercialization of this product, or where we are in approval process stage?
Yeah, as I was telling, answering to the earlier caller, I mean, we have filed four NDAs. One we just launched, but it is a very small value. And the next goal dates are starting in March of next year, March and June or something like that. And we are, during this time, we are going to file another 6 to 8 NDAs in the next 12 months. So the revenue generation, if at all, will be happening during 23-24, so not much during 22-24.
Okay. And just a general question on CRAMS side, because we saw other players in CDMO business also reporting a weaker number. So wanted to understand at macro level, is there any shift or any change or, you know, sluggishness in demand? Or if you have witnessed any, you know, slowness in inquiries, so any of this sort of indication are you witnessing, or this is just a cyclical things that is that happens more often, and next quarter we'll see most of this coming back?
The CDMO has two different applications. Is the regular products or the innovative products. Innovative products are depending on the specific molecular cyclic level. We are saying this year it could be a negative growth, but at this point in time, that is growth. Now we are saying we are going to surpass that. And this is despite the additional revenue we generated in the COVID, which is not going, not that much going to be in this year. So that means the traction is there, but and based on the qualitative interactions with the customers, and they are coming back to normalcy, that should lead to give us more opportunity. Doesn't mean that that will give us a generation of the revenue, because the end of the day, it is the success of the molecules at the clinical trial will give us the more benefits. So it's as and when it happens, as I said, as of now we have only 6 months visibility. Based on that, we could give you better than last quarter's performance for the next 6 months.
Okay, from a perspective, I wanted to understand, like, in, you know, after COVID, during a COVID, there was, you know, a lull in demand. There was a slowness in clinical trials, so there was, you know, a significant fall in new inquiry. And then again, there was a pent-up type of demand just after the COVID. So then suddenly the inquiries started, you know, gearing up. So that I wanted to understand, is there any angle here that because the last after COVID, there is a lot of inventory supply inquiries has already been met. So now there is some sluggishness or some slowness here in this quarter. So is there any kind of, you know, this traits you are seeing in this business?
No, I mean, it's one of the things, as I was telling you, until now it was slow, and the customers are saying they are getting back to normalcy. Normally, that will lead to usage of more opportunities, and that will be shown in our next 6 months also. And hoping that will continue in the past, in the new year also. That's what our hope is.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Samant from Multi-Act Equity Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So my question was on the number of molecules that we have in the commercial phase. You said that we have 8 molecules in pharma CRAMS. I think earlier we were saying that we had 5 products. So are these 8 molecules from those same 5 products and different variants we are counting as different molecules, or we have had incremental molecules flow into the commercial?
Yeah, there are a couple of incremental molecules, mainly for the retroviral, and that is not going to give you too much of a volume in general, but only the numbers goes up because they are launched in something in year first quarter or this year first quarter. So that's why we said we thought until, because being a very small volume, we never know that it is in the phase 3 also, because it's very difficult for us to know until it goes into the commercial, because they do not divulge what stage therapeutic area and what stage it is there. So a couple of them, well, we are assuming the phase 2 actually based on the quantity. They were, when we find out that it was in the, what you call the launch stage, so, but the volume, so you cannot write, even though the number goes up, it's only a very small volume, like a phase 2 value, like only, but the numbers have gone up to 8.
Okay, so out of the 8, 2 are such smaller products, right?
Very small products. Yeah.
Okay. And one incremental large product has also gone into commercial, because we had 5 earlier, right?
No, that was the fact flow, it is, no?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Vimal from Clearview Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I have two questions. Is there any discussion with customers on forward integrating into API manufacturing? I think you had updated last quarter that some of these discussions might start.
Yes, we have that customer, I know what we call, we have the interactions with them. And it will be, as I said last time itself, it will start sometime in the year 2023, because now only they started, traveling and all that stuff. I think this is the end of the year for them. The year is usually the calendar year. I think they will plan for some time in the next year. And hopefully, I mean, 2 or 3 customers show interest. But this is a different department compared to where we work with them, because we're in the developmental cycle. So they're in the mature cycle and the generic cycle. So we are looking in that direction. I mean, it will start next year.
Okay, thank you. One more question I had was on the CapEx of 600 crores that we earmarked for the next couple of years. Just to clarify, this is entirely replacement CapEx, and this is not going to increase our capability or capacity in any form, right?
No, this is one is Suryapeti is replacement CapEx purely that is going on. That will be finished before the end of the year, because that's a 35-year-old unit, so you need to have a new block. And the second one is contingent upon the government asking us to move out of the GD Metla for the R&D side, which we just taken permission from the board for 200 crores. That we don't know, because only when the Pharma City opens, I think then they have asked us to fast forward our activity. So nothing is being spent on that. Only 150 crores is for the future CAPEX, and that will based on the traction of the molecules that are there, because it is, you have to do proactively. I think if it will be done sometime in 23-24, not right now.
Got it. And if I may just squeeze in one more question, do we have any escalation clauses built into our contracts, given that, you know, we face raw material escalation? Are we in a position to pass it on to our customer? And if yes, then with what lag?
See, in the business, because they give you only once in a year, and when once we take the order, it's already taken care of. But when any increment in the raw material happens and the repeat order comes, you can charge. But when once the order is placed, nothing you can do. But on specialty chemicals, but that will be in a regular basis. So that we'll be requesting, and if the prices have gone up by more than 10%, then it will be a split of the price, I mean, a split of the escalation will be given to us. And that's the only way you can get the escalation plan.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshik Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just one question on the cash and cash equivalents, including mutual fund investments. What's that amount as the end of the quarter?
The total right now is about 354 crores, of which the investment is about 292.
Okay, 354 crores as on September.
Yeah, total cash is about 350 crores, which includes investments in various points of bonds, about 292 crores.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abdulkader Puranwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Thank you for the follow-up. So just on this 8 molecules what you have commercialized, would it be fair to assume that in the quarters ahead, it would be the only 5 projects what we had previously would be contributing to the revenue, while on the other 3, you know, it may or may not contribute ahead?
They are equally distributed. Like you cannot say that which one contributes because we have an order book for next, you know, 6 months which we are able to give. There are certain deliveries. Few of them are to be delivered this quarter and then following quarter. Sometimes, you know, they may ask us to defer for but maybe 1 quarter kind of thing. There are cases where it happened actually they wanted us to supply much ahead of time which we did actually. Like you know, last year also we did, in the first quarter also we did. So this is based on the, you know, one thing is like we don't have a stock and sale item. It's all based on the order book. And now they are pretty much distributed. It's like we can't say that actually whether the contribution is going to be there only for 3 products, 4 products, because some of them will be there, a small quantity. Need not be a big quantity, but it may be there.
Sure, sir. Got it. And so lastly, what would be the fixed operating cost of the Vizag and the Casper site if you could you know, provide that number?
No, why is that? You know, we are not giving plant-wise cost.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and 1. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Jane, thanks again for tuning in for our earnings call. And as I was mentioning last time and was talking to all of you who are not sure about the traction, and hence we gave a guidance of flattish to minus bias, so 5% minus. But based on the next 6 months visibility and the qualitative interactions with the customers, and the movement of the molecules and the error book position. So we say now that we will certainly surpass last year numbers with a positive bias. And with the normalcy coming into the global innovation arena and the clinical trials being fast-tracked for the new indications that are meant for the originally, and based on that, we hope that 23-24 will be a good year, but I can't give you any quantitative guidance on that. With this, I thank you everyone, and hope to catch up with you in the next conference call with quarter three results. Thank you. Thank you one and all.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.